scripture just flashed before me and it became engraved in me. And it says this in John chapter 5. And this is Jesus speaking. And he says in verse 30, I can of mine own self do nothing. Jesus, wait a minute. The Savior. The one who was anointed, filled with the Holy Ghost and power. The one who could speak to a grave and have life come back. The one who could take bread and fish and multiply them. The one who could walk on the sea. The one who could speak to blind eyes. The one who could come up and just change a situation in a moment of time. But his secret was, I could of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Wow. I got to ask us a question. Are we aware on a daily basis that we can do nothing in our own self? Now, that doesn't mean that man can't try it on his own. Because the Bible says that there is a way unto man that seems right in his own mind. It leads to destruction. So it does not mean that you can't attempt to live this life on your own strength. In fact, too many people do. That's why we got so much mess going on, because we got so many people that do try to live on their own. But it means that if I really want to walk in the nature of Christ, if I really want to walk and fulfill the will of God, if I really want to live this life and be blessed, and if I really want to see the things that God has for my life, then I have to consider the fact that I can of my own self do nothing. Nothing good. Nothing filled with love. Nothing filled with life. And Jesus said, I seek not my own will, but the will of my Father. I want you to know something, that for some reason, it's this weird thing that sometimes people get this thought that if I do things God's way, it means that I'm not going to have any fun, I'm not going to have any joy, I'm not going to be blessed. No, totally the opposite. I want you to know something. It is the will of God for you to be blessed. I mean, the Bible says it's his will for you to have joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's the will of God for you to have peace and be at peace so thick, so much so that the Bible says that you should have peace that is beyond the understanding of humanity. I mean, people should be able to come up to you and say, Shane, with everything that's going on in the world and everything that's happening so crazy, how in the world can you be smiling every day? How in the world can you come in here with joy? How in the world can you be so happy? How in the world can you be so nice? How in the world can you be this way? Because there should be a joy, a peace, and something going on in the life of a believer that doesn't even make sense to others, because you rest so much in God. See, but Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing. And you know what? We should really embrace that, because that means that we should not want to do anything on our own. We should rejoice and know that God is with us on a day-to-day basis. We should know that if we're breathing breath, it's because of the grace and the goodness of God, and we should rest in him so much. Does not he say, cast all of your care on me, not just a little bit, not cast some and keep some. Unfortunately, we as believers, we got a lot of things we give to God, but unfortunately, there's some things that we keep our little hands on. We're just trying to mold it and shape it out of our own strength. I mean, I remember when I was little, sometimes I'd get my own energy and try to do something, and sometimes mom and dad would say, okay, go ahead, do it your way.
When you're done, I'll help you.
I wonder if the Lord ever has to step back and say, I love you. When you get done, you know, if you check in with me, I'm here. I can of my own self do nothing. I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. You know, if we will seek God's will in our everyday life and God's will in our situations, then guess what? We are going to be like the Lord, seeing a lot of supernatural goodness come in our situations. Amen? We're going to have right answers. We're going to have resolutions. Things are going to happen. Things are going to happen. Do you know that the Bible says that we should give thanks not for all things, but in the middle of all things? Why? Because God can make even difficult situations work out for our good, for those who love him according to his purpose. In other words, we have to carry a nature of God in the middle of our situations so that we can get outcomes that he wants to bring to pass in our life. Amen? Jesus could do nothing on his own or by himself as a man. That's why he relied so heavily on God the Father and the Holy Ghost to help him with all things. Man, if we could just get that concept within ourselves, we would see powerful things happening. It's so interesting. He says, I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. You know, I want you to know something. It's God's will for your relationships to be blessed. It's God's will for your household to be blessed. It's God's will for you to be able to pay your bills and have some liberty and freedom and a little money in the bank account. Remember, the Bible says that God's will is that you would owe no man nothing. Amen? So I want you to know something. It's God's will for your children to do well. Woo! It's God's will for you to do well. Amen? I mean, we could go to Psalms 103, for example, and the Lord says, forget not that not only did I handle your transgressions, but forget all of my other benefits, how I heal your diseases and bless you. In fact, verse 5 says that the Lord wants to renew our youth. Amen? Amen? He wants to restore us. Woo! My goodness. He wants us to have another season like they did after he split the Red Sea. Remember, it says the young and the old went through and their strength was in them. Woo! You know, if you're young, the Lord wants you to have strength. But sometimes I think we think that as we get a few years on us, just natural. Just natural. I'm just going, come on now. I'm not saying that we don't have situations come upon us, but we don't have to receive everything, because some of us should want to be like Moses. It says that when Moses was 120 years old, his strength hadn't left his body and his eyes weren't even dim. The man could still see a piece of cherry pie. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know if that's what he saw, but he could see. Amen? Woo! Praise God. But I want us to understand something, that God needs us to really rely on him. The Lord needs us to get up in the morning and say, Father, help me with this day. Lord, anything I face today, God, I put in your hands, and God, I ask you for wisdom, clarity. Show me, God, strengthen me. Help me with every situation I got going on. I want you to know something. God wants to partner with you. Amen? Amen? Jesus proved to us so many times in the Bible, when I read this scripture, I could of my own self do nothing. I know why Jesus was bold when he went to Lazarus' graves, because he said, Lord, now I'm praying out loud for their benefit. I already know what you're going to do. Why? Because he had already sought the Lord. Sometimes there's just so many situations that we handle on our own energy and out of our own efforts. And sometimes, you know, before we enter even into some situations or handling something, sometimes, you know, we'd do better off to just seek the Lord before we try to do anything. Yes. Amen? Yes. I want to remind you of something here. When we start to really think about the Lord saying, I can of my own self do nothing, and I don't try to do anything on my own. Everything I do or say, I have received from our Father, woo, which has sent me. It should give us some understanding of why the Word of God should be so important in our lives. It should give us some understanding of why prayer is so important. It should give us some understanding of why meditating is so important. It should give us some understanding of why asking God what he would have us to do and us relaxing and waiting till we get an answer from him. But I just want to share this with you in 2 Corinthians, I believe it is. Yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Paul the apostle is going through something very difficult. And he was battling something, and he said, man, I sought the Lord to help me with this. And three times I went to him, and he said something unto me. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, we're going to hear what the Lord said to Paul. And I want you to think about this and how it relates to what Jesus said. I can of my own self do nothing. And here it says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For thy strength is made perfect in weakness. My goodness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions. Now, Paul doesn't take pleasure in them staying on him. I mean, he was seeking the Lord to be delivered. But what he was saying is, I now have a different perspective. I'm not carrying the stress of life. I'm not carrying the stress of my difficulties. I'm not worked up and worrying about it. I'm not going through the fear and the terror and all that I was before, because now when something comes, I just rest in the fact that my God is going to deliver me. He says, therefore, I take pleasure in these things for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then am I strong. You know, too many times, as Christians, we might try to put on a facade. We might try to carry a strong face. I can handle this. I can do it. I can get through this. I can do it. Get the eye out of the way and rest in him. Quit putting the stress and the hardship on yourself and getting yourself so worked up that before you know it, you're discouraged. Before you know it, you're depressed. Before you know it, you're wondering if God even loves you. Stop. When you got problems going on, rest in him. Give it to him. Because when you actually humble yourself enough to say, Lord, I'm weak in this. God, I got fears here. I got things I don't understand. This thing is too big for me. I love it. Woo! One of my favorite things to hear a believer tell me is, hey, I just got a new job, and I'm telling you, I'm stressed out. It's too big for me. There's things I don't know. There's things I don't understand. And I think, didn't we pray for that? It means that God is going to put you right there where you can't do it on your own, because as soon as you allow yourself to be weak and understand that you can't handle it, you'll invite him in. And as soon as you invite him in, before you know it, by the help of the Holy Ghost, you'll be overcoming. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know something, that the first time I realized that Miss Regina was too much for me to handle on my own charm and she was too much for me to handle on my own ability, our marriage got way better. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you guys a little story that I haven't said in years because I used to think it was cute, but she let me know she didn't appreciate it. But I used to tell this story that when I first learned about sowing and reaping, this one day, you know, I used to think about giving Regina away and, you know, she's just too much trouble. I'm just going to give her away. And not really, but I'm just telling this to be funny. But man, I tell you what. I read that story where the Lord said he'll give you 30, 60, 100 fold. I said, God, I can't handle the one fold I got. Look, I certainly don't need 30 fold of this Regina because she's taking all my prayer time, all my money, and everything I can do right now with just one fold. I can't imagine if you increase that 30%. Praise God. Woo. But the best day of my life was when I realized that when God gave me a wife, I found such a good thing. I just had to recognize that I was not meant to love her on my own ability. Whew. Once I learned that I'm supposed to love her through God's strength, man, he blessed me. And I'm not perfect, but I'm a lot better now, ain't I?
No, you're not.
She has to tell me that because for her to, you know, have me to where I need to keep getting proved, that's an advantage for her, amen. But anyhow, I can love her a lot better today than I did in the past because I do it by the help of God, amen. So the first thing we have got to understand, that life within itself is too big for us to handle on our own. You know, I was dealing with some people going through some really difficult things. And sometimes I always get the opportunity to help people. It seems like when everything's blown up and when it's an absolute disaster. And I got to tell you that every time the Lord reminds me, Philip, we got here because they didn't spend enough time letting me help them before this day. Sometimes if we would just take a look back at some of the most difficult situations we had, it's because we did not spend enough time letting God be wrapped and involved in it before it blew up into what it manifested. Amen? Woo! See, I got to tell you something. Boy, growing up as a young, free, black American young man, amen, we were full of pride and full of ourselves, and man, we were taught you don't cry and you handle things on your own and blah, 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 blah. And boy, we really made our heyday believing that a real man handles everything. You know, even though I could lift lots of weights and beat people up back then, I was the weakest I ever was in my life. Because I was trying to do things the world's way. We become strong when we recognize that we should never face this life on our own way, our own thinking, or our own energy. We need to get our wisdom, our guidelines, and our directions from him. Amen? Woo! Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. When I am weak, then am I strong. Another way of saying this is, according to the Bible, if I humble myself before the living God, in due season, he will exalt me. Why? Because I'm going to lay down my way of doing things. And I'm going to humbly, by faith, pick up my cross and start working out God's way of doing things. And in the middle of that, guess what? Victory is going to come. Deliverance is going to come. Freedom's going to come. Amen? Remember, if you continue in my words and in my ways, the truth will make you free. You know, sometimes over the years we'll say, oh man, the truth will set you free. No, no, no. The truth, washing of the water of the word on a day-to-day basis, on a monthly, weekly, day, year after year, all of a sudden it's the washing of the water of the word that renews our mind, renews our actions, and that's what starts making us free from the work of darkness and from the devil's ability to hold us back. Amen? I just want to share one other thing with you tonight, and it's just a simple scripture right here in the book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 1. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. I waited patiently for the Lord. And as a result, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit. I love this because we don't know if David put himself in this pit. We don't know if he was thrown in this pit. We don't know if he made bad decisions, but we do know he was in a horrible pit. And you know, sometimes we find ourselves in difficult positions out of the miry clay and set my feet, woo, upon a rock. I like to do that when I feel like I'm standing on Jesus. Amen. All up in the strength of the Lord. Solid. Praise God. Yeah. The storms of life, when I'm standing on that rock, the storms of life can just beat against me and they have no impact. Amen. And established my going. See, here's what we have got to do. When we wait patiently upon the Lord, he starts speaking, he starts directing our path, and he starts establishing the direction we go. And the Bible says that the Lord has only good thoughts for us. And when we allow him to do that, it says that he will start taking us through the process, giving us a hope and a future. In other words, God wants to direct our steps so we end up going the way he wants us to go. And he has put a new song in my mouth. Woo, praise God. I certainly sing differently today than I do in my past. Amen. Definitely a different song. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. And respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Blessed is the man. And when this scripture uses that word here, it doesn't just mean a man. It means humankind, mankind. It means women, men, women, and children. When they trust in the Lord, they're blessed. I want you to know something. That God wants to increase how blessed you are. And the way God is going to do that is because each and every one of us need to establish again that I, of my own self, can do nothing. And if I do things on my own strength, my own thinking, without submitting myself to God to hear his direction, that then I'm just a man making decisions out of my own wisdom that is just going to lead to destruction and end up bringing difficulty into my life. Amen? So tonight, when we leave here, I just want you to refresh yourself with John 5:30. If Jesus was smart enough, how many of you would say that Jesus is the smartest person that ever walked the face of the earth. Amen. Woo, talk about knowing all, being all, is all. Woo! The omnipotent, mighty one. Amen. Woo! If he did nothing by himself, why in the world would we attempt anything on our own? Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just exalt you tonight and we declare your glory, Father. Lord, I thank you, Father. Lord, I'm reminded right now of the worst day for Jesus when he had went through all the brutality of the cross, Father. He said, into your hands I commit my spirit. Father, we've been bought with a price. God, you have our life. And Lord, if we will rest in you and trust in you, Father, we will be amazed at the blessing, the goodness that's going to come forth. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. We have a couple prayer requests. Brittany says she has a baby cousin that has cystic fibrosis. Father, in the name of Jesus, we curse this cystic fibrosis, God. And Father, we pray in Jesus' name that the symptoms, the side effects of this, God, would disappear, would leave this child, Father. And that, Father, over the next weeks and months, as this baby goes for new testing, they're just going to see things change and be different, Father. And Lord, let this baby come to the fullness of healing, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. And God, right now we put Shannon before you, Father. And Lord, we just curse the coronavirus, Father. Lord, we command this virus to come out, God. Let sickness and disease depart, Father. Let every symptom, God, let every issue related to this come off, God. And Father, I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Lord, there's someone else who went for a test today, Father. I just pray blessing and healing over them, Father. And Lord, there's someone who we know that's going through just a devastating, tragic moment, Father, with a child. And Lord, we just put that before you, God, and we just pray grace and mercy over that family, Father. Lord, I just pray that you would just strengthen us, God. And Lord, that from this day forward, there'd be a renewed, refreshed position, God, where we would not do anything on our own strength, but everything we pursue in life, we're going to pursue at the direction and the leading of the Holy Spirit, Lord. I thank you that the Bible says that everyone who is led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. And Father, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to give the worship team a little hand clap. Man, I just love them. They just refresh my spirit. I was looking at them today and just thanking God for their efforts. And, you know, I want you to know that sometimes whenever you see anybody giving something to the Lord, let me tell you something. There's something behind that effort. Amen. Just for us to get in this door, sometimes there's something behind that effort. Amen? So I just like to take the time to appreciate people. I love each and every one of you. I'm glad you made it through Thanksgiving. Let's get ready for Christmas. Amen? And we're going to preach our